Good morning, sisters and brothers. I remember when I was still on formation, since I came from a diocesan seminary, and there was a crucial point in my formation when I was deciding either to become a priest or not, or to become a diocesan or a missionary priest. And there were two insights I got in order for me to make up with my decision. The first, it was the height of the movie Tarzan. And I remember too well the dialogue of Tarzan to Cheetah. Life in the jungle is more exciting than life in the city. Life in the jungle is more exciting than life in the city. It led me into a deeper reflection about embracing the challenge of a missionary life. The other one was the book of Og Mandino, The Choice. At a certain point, he said, when you are confronted with choices and you want to recognize God's plan for you, pay attention to the difficulties attached to the choice, because most often when you choose the more difficult choice, the difficulty authenticates the choice. The more difficult it is, the more the choice becomes true, authenticate, and the more you recognize where God is coming from. I am telling you this precisely because I think this is the hardcore of being a missionary. We are not afraid of challenges, and we are not afraid of difficulties, because we recognize that in those challenges and difficulties, at the core of it, is a God waiting for us to show His grace and power. This is the life of St. Joseph Reinademetz. He could have chosen to settle down in that beautiful place in Tyrol, in the company of his comfort zone, hometown, home's people, and just live and proclaim his life there and live in a comfortable life. But he chose to go to a place that he has never been, into a place so different from his way of doing things in China. And since he went to China, he never left there. And eventually studying the language, imagine from Europe to China, the food, the climate, the atmosphere. You know, it's one thing to say this, but it's different for you to experience just learning the language. The gift of the SVD, for example, is when you are exposed to a different language and you have to, like a child, being humiliated because you are being corrected, even the ordinary people or children in a culture that is not yours. I, for one, had experienced this. When I was in Italy, and after 3 months, I have to celebrate Mass in Italian before the priest and brothers in our community at the Generalate. And you imagine after the Mass, in the company of people, in the presence of people around you, you will hear corrections, being humiliated in a land that is not your own, where you don't have so many friends to comfort you in these moments of humiliation. When you get sick in a foreign land, when you experience the awkwardness that you just want to eat the comfort food that you want, and yet you cannot do it. This is only for a momentary experience of studying in Rome. You can imagine that, of the experience of St. Joseph Reinademetz in China. But once you get through the difficulty of experiencing that which is different from you. The liberation comes when that which is foreign to you, when that which is challenging and that which is so difficult, you are able to embrace it until you recognize that that which is different is actually part of you. And this is the spirit of why Saint Joseph Reinademet said, at the core of all these challenges and difficulties, love is the only language that everybody understands. That is the core of missionary life. There was a song ascribed to Saint Joseph Reinademet when we were still in the Scholastics, The Language of the Heart, where it talks about how God protects people who are so obedient to Him in the midst of the difficulties of missionary life. And it was Father Raul Caga, who was my friend, who first sang that song. And I was part of the Arnoldo's company that time. And he told me, Aris, it took me some time to finish the song because it is so difficult that embellished in the lyrics of the song is actually the life of a missionary who was sent to a foreign land without friends there, only believing in the grace of God, only believing that God will be the refuge in moments of storms and sickness and loneliness. And when he was able to sing it, I can resonate that indeed the genuine choice is attached to choosing the difficulty because you simply love the Lord who sent you in the mission place. This is the life of Saint Paul in the first reading of the day to the Romans. The difficulty of the mission life turns to be a treasure when we completely trust in the one who called us. And in the gospel of today, very clearly, Jesus said, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. If I was there during the time when Jesus was saying those words, I could have objected, Lord, are you happy that we will be ravaged as sheep by wolves? But that's not the point. Yes, the wolves are so powerful and strong compared to this meek sheep. But the wolves do not have masters. The sheep has a shepherd. And the strength of the sheep rests on the shepherd. And the life of a missionary like Saint Joseph embraces everything that is challenging, problematic. Not so much relying on his own, but relying on the grace of God so that the missionary has a life not of its own, but a life of God. Precious indeed is the life given for the mission. For in the simple life of this missionary, it is Christ's life that shines. Indeed, life in the jungle with lions and tigers and everything in it is more exciting than the boring life of the city. And what authenticates the choice is the difficulty attached to it, because in that difficulty God will never stop showing his strength as the good shepherd. Amen.